And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with much power and majesty. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When the Society of St. Pius X sued us in 1983 and tried to take away our church in Cincinnati, I was responsible for finding a lawyer. I made an appointment at a big corporate firm downtown on Fountain Square, and I was talking with the head of their litigation department, a very brilliant man named Larry Walker. Larry was suddenly called out of the office on some sort of an emergency. I decided to use his office phone in the meantime to take care of a few phone calls. As I was talking on the phone, however, to different people, I noticed that there was a clicking sound that occurred almost every minute. And I thought, well, this is strange. Here I am in this beautiful office on Fountain Square. It's a big law firm, and they've got a cheap telephone. Then I got it. The click was his billing meter running every minute. So a client would be charged for every minute the lawyer talked with him, even on the phone. So needless to say, when Larry came back, the speed of my conversation with him picked up considerably. Now, there are lots of lawyer jokes about this, about how they bill their clients for hours. The one, an old saw actually, is a lawyer dies, and he shows up before St. Peter, who's got his record there. And being a lawyer, he, of course, decides to argue, and he says to St. Peter, well, I'm too young to die. St. Peter says, well, how old are you? The lawyer says, I'm only 30. St. Peter says, but the amount of hours you've billed for in your record shows us that you're about 80. Lawyers know the value of time, and so should we all. And lawyers know that how they use that time will one day determine the judge's verdict. And we should remind ourselves of that too. The liturgical year ends this Sunday and begins again next Sunday. And on both Sundays, the theme is judgment, a general judgment and particular judgment. I was very surprised by that when I first came back to the traditional Mass and started to study the liturgy, to find that at the beginning and the end, there is this theme, judgment. But that is the point. The liturgical year lays out the whole story of salvation for us. The sanctification of time as we go through the liturgical year with our Blessed Lord, we hope will bring us to a merciful judgment. So, the message is that you have to use well the time that God gives you. You don't know how much you've got. Men, I fear, don't know the value of time. Certainly the habitual sinner doesn't. St. Paul says in Romans chapter 2, thou, by thy stubborn impenitence of thy heart, dost continue to store up for thyself retribution against the day of retribution, when God will reveal the justice of his judgments. Terrifying words. But what about the others? Most of us who live in a sterile routine, maybe without thinking beyond what we do from day to day. Time disappears without us realizing it. Today doesn't worry us, perhaps, because it's followed by tomorrow, and then tomorrow. And we lose track of both today and tomorrow. We get lulled by monotony. By this I don't mean boredom, but in the original sense of the word, monotony means one tone, one sound. And we know if a person speaks in a monotonous tone, the same tone in his voice, that it lulls us sometimes to sleep. The judgment of God and its inevitability gives us an idea of the value of time. Time flows, but it has an end. Heaven and earth seem permanent to us, perhaps, but they will have an end. This is also a reminder that my life will have an end. I'm surrounded by reminders of this. Childhood, youth, middle age, as we look back. And perhaps the end will come as a surprise for us. For the general judgment, surely. And for many of us, for our particular judgment as well. We see the signs in others, but do we see it in our own lives? Older people realize this. There are lots of reminders for us. The kids grow up and eventually leave the house. We see our parents die, perhaps. We start to experience the physical effects of aging. Less energy, perhaps. I know that's the case with myself. I used to regularly work till 11 o'clock at night on different projects. But by 11 these days, I'm into my second sleep cycle. Or noticing the effects of physical degeneration and maybe gravity, perhaps. We joke about that sometime. It's funny, as priests, as the years go on, how your cassocks seem to shrink, especially around the waist. The little buttons there sort of cry out for mercy sometime. So you start to realize this as you get older. Young people in their teens and 20s often don't think about this, though, that life is going on and that it'll come to an end. Why? Well, because you have physical health, first of all, and there are lots of new things in your lives at this period, good and bad as well, unfortunately, and these intrigue and distract you. But time could run out for you very quickly. Father Larrabee sent me an email this past week about a young man in his parish. He was a master of ceremonies for their services there. 16 years old, no physical problems, and a couple of days ago he simply died in his sleep. Perhaps we all know cases like that. So we simply don't know. Another example, one of the founders of St. Gertrude, the great church here, one of the founding families, was that of Frank and Yvonne Kramer. They had a lot of kids, and they lived out toward Oxford. Their oldest son was Dennis. He was a very nice and devout kid, served Mass. He was regular with the sacraments. He liked also farm life. And his hobby was raising pigs. And when he graduated from high school at the age of 18, he got himself a truck. He was very proud of that. He was driving the truck one night, a Friday, in fact, I think around this time of year. And he was crossing a railroad track in a rural part of the county. And he was killed by a train, completely without warning. It was a great sadness for us all. We didn't fear too much for his salvation because he always seemed serious about his practicing the faith and receiving the sacraments. You may not realize it, but as you walk from the outside toward the main door of our church here, in the wall there is a statue of the Sacred Heart. And that was donated in memory of Dennis Kramer. It might be a good thing for young people when they walk by that statue to think of it as perhaps a little reminder from Dennis. And to think perhaps like him, I may not have much time, so I must always be prepared. Time has the value of eternity, because eternity, as it were, is purchased by the way in which we handle time. And the judge one day will ask us for an account. And all we can offer him is what we've done with our time. Was it full or was it empty? Time is golden. It will mean heaven if it's used well. So we shouldn't waste our lives in vain dreams and distractions. And there's so many of these things in the modern world, so many ways to waste time, more than ever before. You have television with multiple channels. You have electronic games that you can get lost in for hours and hours. You have talk radio that you can keep on all the time. You can distractedly surf the net from one site to another. And that's, I suppose, very tempting. And all of us from time to time are guilty of that. But we have to awaken ourselves from our sleep, from our lethargy. That'll be the message of St. Paul next Sunday. Now is the time for us to rise from sleep, for our salvation is near at hand. We have to learn to love silence and to put aside distraction from things that are not important. The poet T.S. Eliot said, "Teach us to care and not to care, and teach us to sit still." In other words, you care about what is truly important, our salvation, and you resolve not to be distracted by the rest. And you learn the value of silence for that purpose. The writer Blaise Pascal said, and it's one of my favorite sayings, "All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone." What an insight. What an insight. Contribute then something every day to the edifice of your spiritual life. After Last Judgment, all that will remain of value is our good deeds. So we must try to fill our lives with these. Examine your conscience on how you use time. Resolve not to drift. Young or old, sooner or later it's going to run out for you. So make a spiritual plan for yourself. Give yourself a rule of life, some fixed principles and fixed times every day that you see to your spiritual life, even if it's just a little bit. It's that regularity is so pleasing to Almighty God. Make that resolution to organize yourself so that in the use of the time that God gives you, you will be, as St. Paul urges us to be in today's epistle, fruitful in every good work. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.